Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, my God, you're so very loved and dang sexy people. Well, we're flying. We are flying after the webinar, The Electrical Charge of the Universe and You, last night. I hands down think it's the best one we've ever done, and I think that a lot, she says humbly. But, oh, my gosh, the information that came through, the energy that we shifted, the understanding that came in about literally we are the electrical force that creates this world. We create us. We create our own electrical charge, and we therefore put that electrical charge back into the universe and end up creating it. It's us. We're it. We are the charge, the thought, the unlimited possibility that the world is. So I will be getting into that in more detail, but man, if you did not hear this webinar, go on, get it. It will be available in about 4 days. You know, it takes us some time to download and get it up. It will shift your energy exponentially. It was an unbelievable night. And I'll bring you some of the highlights this morning, of course. But also, happy Halloween, everybody. Woo! I like Halloween because I get lots of residuals because I've done so much horror stuff. So, yippee, it's a good holiday for me. And I hope you guys have a safe and fun Halloween. Today is the very last chance to sign up for the Gratitude of Self-Love. When it's offered again, it will be 247. We're rolling it out for 47 to our community here. Today is absolutely the cutoff date for it. If you want to sign up, go to imdwallace.com. I'm certainly going to be doing this whole program with you and doing all of the experiences with you, because I know from channeling and writing them down how vitally important they are. And again, my great gratitude for Tanya Martinez, who helped me create this program. Going to be with Joe Vitale on November 8th, 9th, and 10th. I'll be a keynote down there. Very excited to be there in Austin. If you're anywhere around there or you want to stream it, both Joe Vitale's events and Sheila Gale's events are live and streamed. Now, all of these are, again, on my e-blast, my email that goes out on Mondays. So if you need the link to sign up, that's right where they are. And I just want to give you guys a head up. I'm doing Aram's Telesummit next Tuesday. So this is the last time I get to tell you about it. I am rolling out a whole new program on holding the focus, the red dot exercise, holding the focus of love. It's a brand new program that I've created that it will be offered the first time and the only time for a while on Aram's Telesummit. And the other thing, guys, go listen to my hour that I did with Patricia Cota Robles for Jennifer McLean. Again, the link is on my e-blast, but oh my gosh, you guys, it'll put so much together with you. If there's any part of you, and there is that part of us, in a lot of us, that have any kind of religious training and background, you will see how closely and how we parallel each other perfectly. I explained it in more scientific terms. Patricia explained it more from the religious point of view, and Jennifer just gave a brilliant interview that brought the two of them together. So that's available right now on Jennifer McLean's Celebrity Healing with the Masters. And it's just an absolutely incredible hour. So here are the highlights from 2 hours last night. I want to talk to you about joy. I am, let's all claim right now, I am the electrical charge of joy. And what is an electrical charge? The closest thing that I can give you that they brought in for me today is, when's the last time you were really thrilled about something? Thrilled, right? They gave me the song Thriller, Michael Jackson's Thriller. I can tell you, the day I got the call that I was finally pregnant after 6 years, I was thrilled. The day she was born, I was thrilled. The day I won Homecoming Queen, I was thrilled. The day E.T. came out and was a hit, I was thrilled. We all have places in our lives. And you can be thrilled by stopping and looking at a sunset or a rainbow or a butterfly can fill you up if you are in the vibration of allowing that. And that's what an electrical charge feels like. That's the charge you want to combine, pair with experience. That's experience that you want to match to money or relationships, your health, anything that you want to create, guys, is that thrilling, excited electrical charge. We experience it when we're falling in love. The electricity of our energy changes when we're head over heels in love with someone, when we hold our baby for the first time. You experience the electricity of that moment, right? The first time, well, sometimes the first time you have sex, sometimes the 500th time you have sex. So it's just keeping your heart open, living in an open heart, and being vulnerable so that you live in the experience of love. So one of the big things we claimed of many last night is, I am the electrical charge of the universe. Literally, you're it. I'm it. I am the electrical charge of knowing. I think Chris brought that in, and that was, oh, I just can't tell you. It was just an amazing 2 hours. Another piece of information I want you to have is, the balance of masculine and feminine energy allows an open heart. An open heart allows the balance of masculine and feminine energy. And when our Haraline is straight, strong, and through the ID point, that, of course, supports the balance of masculine, feminine energy and an open heart, because what does the Haraline do? It keeps us in our knowing. It keeps us out of doubt. So when we really know and we can be in the experience and the thrill of knowing that we are absolutely the gods that create our lives, then yes, our heart stays open. We dare live in an open heart of vulnerability, because we know that is how we create the most. Our immune system responds to love, joy, and fun. And I went through and explained that in detail last night. Just make it this simple for yourself. If you put poison back into your system's going to fail. If you put nutrients back into your system's going to thrive. Well, the electrical charge of joy and the electrical charge of, say, depression or anger does the same thing. So you are literally feeding every cell in your body, every organ, every gland, by the charges you live in the experience of. So an open heart is imperative, my beautiful people, to the creation of your life in the way you want it. And like a magnet, positive attracts positive in energy. Positive, you send out, I love me, the universe sends it back a hundredfold to you because you magnetize all thoughts out there and all experiences and all vibrations that match the charge of I love me that's sent back. That's why self-love is so incredibly important. And every time I say that, they underline it and they add exclamation marks. In other words, we cannot stress how important this is. So once again, if you are called to loving yourself more, which we know is the secret of everything, and you're called to it just for the experience, then come join us for the gratitude of self-love. You know, let's spend the month giving to ourselves before we give to everybody else. And I thought I could go to the calls. Oh, they want us to claim this. I am, so everybody, you know, focus and be present because you're saying this for yourself. You're not just hearing the words. You're claiming this for yourself. I am the highest information and knowledge from the world of all and unlimited possibilities with the highest understanding possible. It is my commitment to serve myself, others, the world, the universe, and the atmosphere in this way through divine love. And so it is. All righty-dighty. Now, well, what else do I have to do? I want to go to the calls. I'm going to the sheets. First sheet, I guess there's something we have to bring into balance for everybody on this call, which means for everybody. I'm going to the second sheet. And again, you can get these sheets by ordering the podcast of balance on imdwallace.com. This one here, 1 through 5. One. Well, it's the core belief I can never be God. So obviously we are being asked, and you see this is an expansion already from the work we did yesterday. I'm the electrical charge of God in this universe. Wow. Ha! Feel that. Feel it. Experience it. Be thrilled by it. I am the electrical charge of God in this universe. Woohoo! And now I can go to the calls. Holy hell, what a way to start. All right, Alicia. Hi, baby, you're on. What's up?
Oh, my goodness. See, I'm the one who the phone died when you were, you know, over the abandonment and feeling addicted to being numb.
Yes.
And so, I, you know, I had like a three-second temper tantrum off and on, and I was trying to work on it all night and on my walk this morning. And the best no matter what, I guess that's my feeling. I keep saying
yes,
I can break
ceiling,
through.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you what that represents. Because you had gotten everything you needed, Alicia. It was done. It was completed. But what we do, and this is so indicative of all of us, what we do is, well, that you know, there has to be more, and because this happened, it has to represent something not good,
mm-hmm.
You know, and why did I create getting cut off the call? And in essence, it's like, dude, you got it. It's done. But that was an experience for you to go, you know, I got it. It's not so much about why did I get kicked off the call. It's why did I go to being stressed out about it all the way through this morning when I received all the information and the energy shift that I needed. Because you brought in some pretty, pretty big energy there, you know, kind of electrically blew your circuit a little bit.
We were
flying with all that stuff that you brought in. So just know that you got it all and it's done and be peaceful in it. And therein lies, you know, the perspective that we all want to hold about life. That, remember I used to say, just call it all good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what they're saying. Just call it all good. We're so used to calling it bad.
Yeah. Okay, well, a quick question on that, because I do feel the peaceful, and at first this morning I thought, oh, I'm not feeling anything. And then you said thrilled and excited, and I went, oh, that's a different vibration.
Well, it's not a different vibration, but it's a different explanation of the same vibration, and that's what they were, you know, they were giving me another angle so that people could react to it from a new point of view.
Okay, because when I go to my love space, it's very tranquil, very serene. So,
yeah.
Okay. And
yeah,
I was
they want everybody to add a little bit more excitement to the peaceful and serene. Because,
okay,
you see, when you put the two of them together, you've got the whole picture. Then the world becomes an excited place to live in because it's easy and effortless and joyful and full of love. We're used to the excitement being, oh, my God, how am I going to do it? How am I going to get the money? How am I going to, you know, cure this illness? Oh, my God. But, no, they want us to be thrilled about the peace and the love and the joy and the fun. Right?
Okay, so when I'm in that space, then get excited. Like, woohoo, I got it. I'm there.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I love you.
Oh, that was brilliant how we brought that together just now. I get it. I so get it. That you know, that is the complete formula, being excited about the peace and the ease and the love and the joy. Thank you, darling, for completing that.
Oh. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Okay, we're going to Donna in Los Angeles. Hi.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm flying. Can you hear?
Yeah, I feel like I'm flying along with you.
Good. Let's all fly. Let's fly. There's no more ceilings. Let's just, you know, put our little wings on and take off.
Okay. I love it. Listen, Dee, I have a 15-year-old cat named Snowball, and she's recently developed some, I guess, like tumors. They are benign, but one has like an abscess, and someone told me that she reflects what I'm going through, so I don't know how she can be helped and what I can do for her.
Well, when that is a theory that our animals absorb our energy for us, and with us, that's a true statement. When I say she is reflecting a tumorous situation or something that you are seething over or energy that's abscessing energetically in you, I get a no.
Oh, good.
Let me ask you this, though. Okay, I'm understanding this in the highest way. She's kind of helping you slowly and gently get ready for her leaving.
Yeah.
And I always hesitate to, you know, bring that stuff in, but that's the very reason that I need to bring it in, because there is a fear that when she leaves, you will be, that's an interesting word, barren.
Oh.
And so are you resonating with this?
Yeah, that hit a spot. And
she's like your baby, isn't she, honey?
She is. And, you know, I have a grown baby and four grandchildren, but they're out of state and at a distance. And yeah, she is like my baby, and, you know, I will be, I guess, alone. And I do attract men that are always unavailable, so I just feel, I guess, loneliness and I'm not.
Yes, and that's the gift, yeah, Donna, that she's bringing forward for
yeah.
you, because she's saying, Mommy, it's time for you to get on top of this and stop using me to fill up this space.
Oh.
You need to move on. You need to attract men that are available. You need to, you know that you're not alone. You need to come forward in your power and start creating a different scenario in your life about this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge gift.
Yeah.
And I would invite you, it's not about an animal, but I would invite you to listen to my past life regression that Dolores Cannon did with me,
okay.
if you haven't had a chance to do that, because
mm-hmm.
it gives amazing insight into why people and animals and energy leave us.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, as you know, I had a father that committed suicide, and my wonderful Christopher that I was married to, my daughter's daddy, died suddenly after 18 years. And so there's a lot about loss and hope, and just you will be filled up with love by the end of it and have a completely different understanding about death and some things from
okay.
this past life regression. Okay,
yes.
honey?
Okay, I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, and thank your little kitty because he is really bringing in a beautiful lesson for you. It's time to move into your power and create your life differently, okay?
Okay, thank
All
you.
All right, blessings, baby. I know it's till I had my daughter, our pets are our babies. They're our children. Even now, you know, Gabrielle is here with me, she and her fiance, but my little white shepherd follows me everywhere. We are just the best of friends. There's a bond of unconditional love that we have with our pets, and they come forward in such grand ways to serve us in that experience of unconditional love. We can know it with them even more than we know it with our children, especially after they're grown, she says with a smile on her face. All right, we're going to Debbie in New Jersey. Hi, honey.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm so awesome. I'm so awesome. This
I hear so, that.
so flying since last week. I can't believe I even slept. What's up, dudette? Yes?
I didn't have a specific question. The last caller just I lost.
You.
Sorry.
It's okay, sweetheart. You lost a pet?
About 7 months ago.
Yeah.
Well,
very that's
unexpectedly.
That's
and,
why you're on the call. So
yeah.
we can maybe help heal a little bit of that.
Okay, because it's, I mean, I go back and forth. I think I'm doing really well, and then recently, probably over the last week, is the last thing I think about before I go to bed, first thing I think about when I wake up in the morning.
Okay, so let me explain what's going on. So this is going to help you a lot, and I want everybody to listen because this is an understanding of the electrical charge. What you're experiencing is being plugged in unconsciously. It's literally electrical memory that ignites within you and triggers within you at certain times when you would have had experiences with your, what is it, a kitty or a doggy or?
My dog.
Okay.
Actually,
so,
both.
so what
my
happened?
My dog most recently.
What happened at night with your dog? What
she
was the regimen?
She slept with me. She came upstairs and climbed in bed with me and it was like attached to me.
Right. So I want you to go into your heart and open your heart and feel the charge of that.
Mm.
You can go right there, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She was my love place. When you would say go to your love place, that she was, I mean, I have three other dogs now because my son brought home another dog after Reese died. But she was the place that I went to where I could fill up.
Absolutely, and that's why it's so enormously charged for you because it's connected to the electrical charge of love. So now that you're aware of this and what's going on, when you walk up those stairs, I want you to go, okay, you know, Debbie, this is the time you're going to feel that electrical charge. And that's okay. But know that you have power over whether it runs you and the loneliness runs you, or you can go, wow, this is an electrical charge of love. That's a good thing. I'm going to experience the joy of it, and then I'm going to move on.
Okay.
Hold on. There's something else in the morning, too, because you woke up with your doggie in the morning. So
yep.
Those are your two key times of the day where it's really going to hit you. And they're important times of the day because at night you're setting yourself up for sleep and what you're going to work on all night, you know, unconsciously while you're sleeping, and how you're going to wake up in the morning. So, you know, take time to say goodnight. Take time to be with the memory and then go, okay, I'm done here. And in the morning, I'm going to wake up joyful. I can remember, and it's not going to be a painful memory anymore because I have the power over what I do with that memory. And knowing that it's an electrical charge of love, then I can appreciate it and use that actually to empower my day because it can take me right into love first thing in the morning. So it depends, you see, what the channel is saying is it depends on your perspective of how you want to use your memories. Do you want to be victim to them or do you want to use them to empower you?
Empower.
Of course. But until we're conscious of what's running us, like plugging us into an electrical socket, it's a little harder to do that because we're just reacting to a charge that we're not really conscious of. Do you understand?
I do, yes.
Okay. So for all of us, everybody, just pick anything that you can feel a strong electrical charge to. I would go right to when I was hurt in the business. That would be a negative thing that I have a charge about. You're going to a pet, which is a positive thing, but become a negative because you're feeling pain instead of allowing yourself to feel love. If you keep your heart open, you will feel the love instead of the pain. But we protect ourselves in both instances toward a negative or toward a positive. Wherever we've been hurt, guys, we close our hearts down. And we think that protects us and that we can go ahead and create our lives without the hurt. But that's the very worst thing we can do. So everybody, pick something that you have a charge on. And now really feel it and start laughing. Come on, laugh. Come on, Debbie, laugh with me. I want to hear you. Now choose what you want to do with it. Choose what you want. I choose forgiveness. I choose acceptance. I choose the experience of love. I am thrilled that I had this experience in my life that I now have complete dominion and creation over. Now, did that shift anything for you?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm telling
you
guys, start laughing. You have to choose in that moment to do it, but it can take you to the place where you can shift everything. It's the easiest way to get there, the quickest way to get there, and it's a hell of a lot of fun, but you have to make that choice in the moment, right? So you see, my darling, how much you served by coming forward even though you didn't know why the hell you were.
Well, I always want to listen to you.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, I'm glad you participated in this one because you've served me, yourself, and certainly Donna and everybody else on the call. Many blessings to you, honey.
Thank you, Jay. Love you.
You too. Miss Kathy in Seattle, what's up?
Hello, Miss D.
Hello,
well,
baby.
I have to tell you.
Yes.
I was so charged from your thing last night, and then I listened to Jared's thing too before then. So I woke up at 5:30 this morning, which I have not done in a very long time. And I'm going, wow, I think it's time to get up.
Yeah, me too. You and I must have been communicating.
I'm like, okay, what's going on here? But anyway, so I just wanted to say that was a fabulous, and your thing with Dolores Buchanan was also just, it was so heart-opening and confirmed.
You mean Patricia?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Patricia,
that's all right. That's all right.
Yeah.
Patricia, yeah, Jennifer McLean thing. Wasn't it awesome?
It was.
When Jen asked me who I wanted to work with, and I said, oh, my God, if you could get Patricia, because I think it's so healing for us to quit fighting this religious stuff.
And
you know?
I love her work, and the two of you together was just so perfect. It was just so perfect. So
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, thank you. So I'm asking if there's anything that needs to be balanced or ceilings lifted. Nothing, baby. You're just experiencing the thrill of knowing right now.
And the heart thing has been for me really the biggest thing that I was working on, and yesterday really expanded that hugely. So I just have so much gratitude for you and for Jared as well. So
of course.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you both.
Thank you, darling, and we love you. Thanks for calling in, Abby.
Have a happy Halloween.
Oh, you too. I'm looking forward to giving out candy. I haven't been home the last three Halloweens, and I love seeing the little ones come up. I remember my daughter in her little pink tutu when she was like 2 or 3 years old, right? I actually used it in an improvisation in Halloween, in the Halloween scene when the kids are coming, and I'm sitting out talking to my daughter, and she came up to me with her little tutu and went, Mommy, too tight, too tight. And I actually used it in the film when we were improvising. So I just love the little kids. You see, my heart just opens when I think of all these little kids and coming up and beginning their life and all the amazing journeys they're going to have, you know, especially with the work that we're doing, all
so
of us. So thanks, Kathy.
You're
have
welcome.
A beautiful one. Oh, I did not say that. Did I really say that? Did I really say that? Okay, we're going to Lee in Nebraska. Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee.
What's up?
How are you?
Oh, I'm so good.
I got two questions for you. I don't know
okay.
if they're related or not. One is I think I'm having trouble with the self-love thing because I find myself making choices that I don't want to make, and then I go into the whole self-judgment thing. Why did I do that? It's not what I wanted
to do.
Well,
that's a nice little game you're playing with yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm not, I'm really trying hard not to go into the whole judgment thing after I make the choice that I didn't want to make.
Well, let's find out why you're making the choice, because the judgment thing comes from the same thing, but then there's a second thing that's separate from this. Holy hell. Okay. Not even sure what I just said. So why you're not doing what you know that is serving the love of yourself. That's where we're going. That's the highest place. All right, we're going to balance the energy first, claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheets. But give me a song.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Okay. I'm going right to your mom and dad. Your mom and dad gave you a message that you don't have the power to create yourself. In a big time, in a big way, they gave you that message. So tell me if that does not resonate with you.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. If your little girl is saying, wait, I don't have the power. I don't have any power. I don't have any power over myself. I'm the God of me that has no power over the God of me. Then you're not going to give yourself what you want, baby.
Wow, that's big.
That's really big. And that's the first thing in this work, the very, very, very first principle is you have to accept the responsibility for your own creation.
Well, then this might relate to the second question.
It relates, but there's something else that comes in about it. Before we move on, they want you to balance this, and they want you to absolutely claim, I am the God of me that creates the God of me, and therefore I give myself what I want.
Beautiful.
So balance the energy. Good. There you go. Okay, now we can move on. Now what's the second thing?
Well, the second thing is related to my son and his health issues. I think it's the same kind of thing of not wanting to take responsibility for creating himself.
Well, yeah, because you've taught him that.
Oh, great.
Well, that's why
I see what you're saying.
That's why we come in together. Do you understand?
Yeah.
He chose you so he could learn the lesson earlier than you did. Look, and I talked about this last night. This is what happens, guys. We pick our parents. We pick our family.
Yeah.
And we go, all right, I'm just going to go through my childhood, and you relate yours when I'm doing this. Oh, my God, I picked a family where my father's an alcoholic. I saw him berate my mother every night. I had to come forward and take care of everybody to make sure everybody was safe. He finally shot himself in the head, so he abandoned me and everybody else. Oh, poor me. Oh, my God, why did I pick this family? Now, if I know that I'm the creator of me and the God of me that gives me what I want, I can then shift that perspective to I chose this family so that I would know unconditionally what I want. That's what I'm here to work on in this lifetime. So what do I want? I want to be honored by men. I want to feel safe in this world. I want all energy to respect and support each other. I want all energy to value their own lives and know the magnificence of who they are. And when I say it like that, is that not what I'm doing in this work?
Exactly.
Okay. But you see, we all have to turn the perspective into, oh, my God, I walked into the classroom of this family so I could learn what I want, and I'm going to get busy creating that now.
Yeah.
So you chose your family, and he chose you, so you could all learn, my God, by the God of me, I'm going to be the creation of me in this lifetime. I am going to accept the responsibility of me and directing my energy. And in that way, it is similar, but it's separate because he's got to learn that lesson on his own like you learned it just now.
Yeah.
And the more you can model that for him, the more he will be able to shift. And the channel is rushing to say, quit enabling him.
How am I doing it? How am I enabling him?
Well, how are you taking care of him when he should be taking care of himself? Answer me. Can you?
I don't know. I'm thinking about that because I try to encourage him to do what he needs to do.
Yes. And then how much of that do you do? Or say, well, you know, he's just not able to do it. Or, well, I have to understand he's just so – how old is he?
He's 18.
Yeah, well, welcome to the age.
Old enough, huh?
Welcome to the age when they're scared to death of taking their own responsibility, honey. They're going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, mommy's going to be gone soon.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of fear there. Can I ask you a while ago when we were talking about responsibility on your show, it came to me that I have this definition of responsibility being a burden.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, okay, so I don't want to take responsibility for my creating myself because I feel responsibility is a burden. So
yes, I get a big yes on that. Responsibility is an honor. It's a blessing.
Yeah.
It's freedom,
an honor,
honey.
And a blessing.
And freedom.
Much better.
When you actually have the kahunas to create yourself, that's freedom. You are no longer held down by the fear of not knowing, the fear of, oh, my God, what's going to happen, because you know that you get to choose your reaction, which creates the electrical charge that's going to create the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So the more
beautiful.
You can be thrilled, right, thrilled
yes.
and in joy of, oh, my God, I get to get busy and create me. I get to choose to be happy. I get to choose to keep my heart open. I get to choose to do shit that loves me, you know, and makes me love myself. Wow. Now, that's thrilling.
Great. I love that. Thank you.
You can feel the charge of that, can't you, Lee?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I can.
Hold on. There's something else they want to bring in, sheets. But, give me a movie.
Well, E.T. comes to mind.
Okay. E.T. is all about keeping your heart light on.
Yeah.
Keeping your heart open. But you see, if life's a burden, you're not going to do that, are you, baby?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Just that whole fear of being vulnerable, I think. Yeah.
Well, yes, and what I'm saying to you is the vulnerability and the naivete, I write a lot about that in Bright Light, is one of your most valuable creative attributes.
Yeah.
You see, you can't fall in love without being vulnerable, sweetheart.
Right.
So to keep your heart closed, you don't fall in love with you, you don't fall in love with life, you know, and it's pretty damn hard to fall in love with another human being because your heart is just going, no, got to protect me, got to protect me, got to protect me. It didn't work for your parents, did it?
No.
Okay. It ain't going to work for you either.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, thank you so much, Dee.
Oh, you're so welcome. Claiming
really
the symbol, I am divine love, and we're going to invoke the violet flame. They're asking us to do that. The violet flame, again, consumes all the energy that we have shifted here with this. Yes. You were saying one last thing, darling?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, Lee. Thanks for bringing that in, baby Kate.
Thanks, Dee. Love you.
Love you. A little Halloween love fest. Karen in Toronto, my beautiful woman. How are you, darling?
I'm so great. And you, it's so nice to hear your voice. Thank you for your show. It's so funny because I'm never home at this time, and I've been able to connect with you a couple times right when I needed an answer.
Woohoo!
Yes, woohoo! That's
how life works when you plan it that way.
Yeah, you ask for help and it comes.
Absolutely.
In beautiful form. I since I talked to you last, you know, that what you were speaking with about the animals is so true, and it even works in our relationships. And I just had an aha moment this morning. All of a sudden, I put myself out big, and now I'm working two part-time. I'm very sick this morning. I ended up with a migraine because all of a sudden I'm doing my art and I'm hand-painting pumpkins for charity and I'm doing cookies for, you know, this big party. And
okay,
I'm,
Karen.
Yeah.
I want you to shift your perspective and the migraine will go away. Shift your perspective. Did you happen to watch the link from TED Talks that I put on the e-blast a couple of weeks ago around shifting the perspective of stress?
No, I will do that.
Yeah, it's invaluable, and it's what you're talking about right now, because you're coming from the belief that I can take on so much of what I want to do that it becomes stressful in my life, and I have to give up myself in order to create it.
Ooh. Wow.
So, they've proven that if you shift your perspective around stress, stress can actually make you healthier. Are you open to that belief?
Open to that belief.
Okay. So, hold on. There's something else. We have to go to the sheets. Where's sheets? Third sheet. Oh, expected to go to the second sheet. Well, just shows you what I know. No, we're actually going to sheet four. Okay, are we going to more than one? No, we're going to sheet four. Okay, hardly ever go to sheet four. All right, one, two, three. A, B, C. Okay, it says, before working on any issue, direct the IM to balance all frequencies in the following areas, and the areas that they want you to balance and direct your IM presence to be the balance of is all your energy around diseases, conditions, and ailments, and any frequencies that are off balance anywhere that might be creating that, which is what we just discussed. So we are directing, whoa, I can feel that. Oh, my God. I felt like I was going to pass out there. Whoa. Okay, well, we're on to something here. Well, first of all, they're saying, could you finish? So we're claiming I am divine love around all of this. We are clearly directing all energy around diseases, conditions, and ailments, and any frequencies that are off balance anywhere as the electrical charge of us. That's why I felt that. Okay. To know unconditionally that we are the gods of us that create us. And we can handle anything joyfully and in love and in with an open heart, easily, effortlessly. The energy just flows through us. And when we lovingly tell ourselves, okay, you know, you're really at the limit here. You need to love yourself and bring in more of a balance, we listen and we do that. And that's what you're saying to yourself. Not that you have to get a migraine so that you can allow yourself to take the time to rebalance. We don't have to be sick to do that. We just have to love ourselves and feel within us when we're starting to hit that wall. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So your migraine should be gone in a couple of hours, they're saying. Are you going to allow that to happen?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, don't look for it, don't watch it, don't wait for it. Just allow it and move back into joy and an open heart and, quote, unquote, a clear head about the fact that you chose all this and acknowledge yourself, they're saying, for, well, now aren't I just an awesome creator? Okay, and come from that perspective of joy about, damn, I'm just creating so much. Maybe I want to create a little more balance here.
Yeah.
Too.
That, well, because I noticed all of a sudden, I'm thinking, I'm right back into doing, but I'm working minimum wage, I'm working incredible hours, and there's no money. And I'm thinking, why am I doing this? Why do I accept physical work for minimum wage when I have this gift and this talent that I'm so grateful for, that brings so much joy into other people's lives, but I won't allow myself, I mean, of course, I don't allow myself to receive remuneration for it, but I'm willing.
Because you think you have to give yourself up to create what you want. That's what the migraine represents, honey.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And there's the light bulb. And that's your ceiling. By the way. So okay. Let's bust it. We don't have to give ourselves up for frickin' anything, guys. We support ourselves, acknowledge ourselves, empower ourselves, love ourselves even more. That's who we are. And the more we create on behalf of ourselves, the more we create in joy for the entire world. And in order to do that, we come forward fully for ourselves in love and support and allowing. That's who I am, and so it is. Yeah. Well, that's a biggie for a lot of us, baby, that we feel like we have to give ourselves up to earn our right, to have the money, to have the joy, to do what we want. And it's just an age-old belief, almost from the beginning of time. And it's not true. Create a different electrical charge of joy around receiving everything you want, okay?
Okay.
All right. Love you, babe.
Love you, too. Thank you so much. God bless.
You bet. All right, Brian. Talk quick, babe. What's up? Brian, are you there? Hello, Brian.
Hey, Dee, sorry about that.
Okay.
Real quick, I want to share a success story.
Yay!
A few months ago, we had a conversation about blood sugar, and the word that you gave me from the channel was that I had to direct the pituitary and pineal gland to balance the sweetness was the words that you used, and I had to think about that for a while, what that meant, and over the course of time, I realized that it meant I had to learn to allow myself to accept and receive the good things in life, not necessarily mm-hmm. overindulge on unhealthy food, but just allow goodness into my life.
Yeah, the sweetness of life, yeah.
And in other words, love myself more.
Yep.
And I went to the doctor the other day, and my blood sugar levels are just below now the diabetic level, and the doctor said, all right, get off the medication, see how you do, continue with your diet and exercise, and instead of 3 months, come back in 6 months.
Oh, gosh. That's awesome, Brian. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're very
welcome. Yeah, we really, really need to hear those success stories to really move into accepting the possibility that when we shift our energy, our health is affected.
Yes.
And again, that goes right along with the sweetness of life. The more I love myself, the happier I am, the more fun I have, the more those vibrations and charges are put back into my nervous system, into my blood system, and that affects every way my body creates itself in health. So,
absolutely.
Wow, good for you, baby, and thank you for sharing that.
You're very welcome. Thank you. And thank you for the Bob Newhart reference, too, by the way. I finally watched that video. And now that gives me cause to, you know, there are times I was thinking back to Alicia's call and, you know, moments where, you know, I have moments where I lose my temper or whatnot, especially, you know, under moments of stress. And now I know I can just tell myself when I get into those moments, stop it.
Yeah. And then you start laughing because it's such
absolutely.
A funny reference. What he's referencing is a Bob Newhart clip. Most of you know it if you've followed me at all for a while. Go to YouTube and put in Bob Newhart, stop it, and enjoy the message because it's really everything that we talk about here. You know, you don't want
it. Really is.
Stop it and create something else. Thanks, Donna, for calling in with that awesomely great news.
My pleasure, and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, honey.
All right. Love you. Bye.
I love you, too. All right, guys. Wow. All right. Steve, you got to talk really fast because we're coming down to the end of the hour, and I can't extend
really,
it.
Really, really,
so.
Really fast.
Hi, baby.
Hi. I told you last night really changed my life. I woke up today feeling that I am really loved. Now I can drop all kinds of behavior I do not need and adopt new kinds of behavior that will make me soar.
I get a big yes on that, Steve. Yeah, that we shifted some amazing energy on that show last night. And, you know, baby, you have just frickin' come so far. You've turned your whole life around, your relationship, because you turned you around. And it's just gloriously joyful for me to watch all of you creating you, because when I dropped to my knees, that's what I wanted, a way we could all heal ourselves and take responsibility for ourselves. And I think you're the poster boy, Steve.
For a change, the good poster boy.
Yeah, you bet. So much love to you, honey. And just
talk
keep,
to you.
Keep doing it, you know?
Yeah, and I'm going to talk to you in like 2.5 hours.
Oh, goody. We have a
yes.
private. Oh, goody.
Yes.
Oh, whoopee. All right, well, I'll see you soon then. Much love. Bye-bye.
I love you.
All right, guys. Again, this is the last day you can sign up for self-love, the gratitude of self-love. You've heard even on this show why it is so incredibly, imperatively important to love yourself and what that means. So please join us if you are called to the truth of this 21-day workshop, play shop, love shop. And until we meet again, love yourselves. Oh, my God, get up, love yourselves. How can I love myself more? Because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.